The Guardian.
In the past couple of days, we've had a big sort of celebrity injection here in Cannes. The first couple of days of the festival last week were fairly grim, fairly kind of dour, fairly harrowing. You know, it was really kind of good quality films, but they were all pretty downbeat. But since then, we've had the kind of the razzle dazzle turned on a little bit. We've had, you know, Cannes is the only place where you can get kind of Woody Allen coming in on the same day as Mike Tyson, perhaps. We've had Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg over for Indiana Jones. We've had a photo call on the beach to hunt for the new Emmanuel. They're revitalizing the softcore porn franchise. I'm sure everyone's delighted to hear that. We've also had rain, which is thankfully gone. And in the next couple of days, I guess the big screening today is Changeling, which is a new film by Clint Eastwood, up for the Palme d'Or. And Eastwood will obviously be in town with Angelina Jolie, who stars in the film. And then over the next coming days, we've got Steven Soderbergh's Che biopic and the new film from Charlie Kaufman.
So things are starting to hot up now, as you say. What have people been saying about the Indiana Jones film after its premiere on Sunday?
I think the reception has been what's described as mixed. I think that's the diplomatic way of saying it. I think it's been seen as a letdown. I mean, I went to the screening. There was huge anticipation ahead of the film. I mean, people were just sort of, you know, running the barricades to get in, and the security men were fighting them off. But the actual film itself, I kind of liked it. I thought it was sort of all right. It's a sort of old-fashioned, willfully retro, slightly slow, I guess, at times, sort of adventure movie. Harrison Ford, I thought, looks great for a 65-year-old. He kind of convinced me that he can still be an action hero. But maybe the sort of the buzz about it was so enormous that people are feeling slightly let down, and they just sort of thought they'd seen it all before.
Well, films can often suffer from that, can't they? And what is what's your money on for the Palme d'Or?
The thing about this is nobody knows. This is always the way with these things. I mean, I think that the bookies' favourite is still Steven Soderbergh's Che, which nobody's actually seen yet. So I don't know what they're kind of basing that on. My favourite film I've seen so far this year is Waltz with Bashir, the Israeli animation. Other people seem to like Nuri Bilge Ceylan's Turkish film Three Monkeys. There's also a lot of Latin American pictures up for the Palme d'Or. There's two Brazilian films, there's two Argentinian films, all of which are pretty good. So it could be Latin America's year, really.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.